Great. Well, back on the air, and we've got Richard from the Ministry of Mirth and Cindy Peterkin from Artworks and the theatre company and Dramability and all of that as moral support and to chip in occasionally and do backing vocals and general. Yeah, great, good. So, Ministry of Mirth, Richard, tell us.
Yes, good morning. Well, Ministry of Mirth, it's something we've set up to try and use as a vehicle for more comedy on the island.
Well, it sounds really funny so far.
It is. I mean, and it's something that sort of stemmed from some of the Dramability classes, which the past two have been sort of comedy oriented, and also from the survey that Artworks did. For the island, and one of the feedbacks was that people want more comedy. So, so
surveys are fun, aren't they?
They are, but they're very, very useful. So, but yeah, so they wanted more comedy. So that's what we're giving people.
Adult comedy.
Oh no.
Adult comedy.
Oh really? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Does that mean we can't talk about toilets? I don't know. Or farting.
No.
Do lots of farts.
No, come on.
They just think it's all been a bit childish.
No, the whole basis of British comedy has been founded on farting and toilets and things. So,
yes,
well,
exactly.
We certainly can't ignore those.
No, I know. It's just the word adult, doesn't it? It's going to be quite frightening. Oh, dear. Okay, good. And so tell us, what exactly is happening then? With the funny business.
Well, we're trying to organise our first event as the Ministry of Mirth, which is going to be a Best of British Comedy sketch show, which we're going to call Show Us Your Brits. And that's hopefully going to be coming out in July, end of July, start of August. And we're going to start doing rehearsals and things probably from the end of May.
Right, so you've actually... So how does it work? Have you got material that's already prepared, or you're writing your own material, or what's...
No, this is all very much established material from sort of like the genre of British comedy, and we've compiled a list of sketches going all the way back to the 60s, you know, from... the Monty Python, the two Ronnies, you know, even pre-Monty Python, there was a show called the 1948 show, which has got a sketch in there called the Four Yorkshiremen sketch, which a few people will probably know, which is pretty infamous in British comedy circles. And coming all the way up to more modern stuff like Mitchell and Webb, Armstrong and Miller. So we've got a big list of potential material that we can use, and we're just in the process of whittling that down to... basically a show that we can use.
So, right. Yeah. Okay, so these are comedy sketches.
Yeah, it's basically established comedy, mainly from sketch shows. You know, Morecambe and Wise, The Two Ronnies, Not the 9 o'clock News, Monty
right,
Python.
Okay. So has this been done before? It's just quite an interesting concept for me, because I always associate those kinds of things with that particular show at that particular time. So it just seems interesting that one would recreate that for a live performance.
It was, to be honest, it's been something that I've wanted to do for a long, long time.
Right, so this is all about you.
So it's all about
okay,
me.
Okay, now
yes.
We're getting to it. Right, okay, starting to make
people
sense.
People who know me will just know that it's all about me. But yes, no, it's something I've wanted to do for a long, long time, because there's so much good material out there from the past that some of it people will know, some people don't know. But there's just a wealth of British comedy material there, and I've always been interested in the whole British comedy scene.
Mm. So you do realise you're in New Zealand, though?
Yes, no, that's fine, but I have noticed there's one or two Brits on the island as well.
Lovely. So do you have to be a Brit to take part in this, or can you be a Kiwi with a very good British accent? Or it actually doesn't matter. You could actually be speaking with a Senegalese accent in English, and that would be fine.
It's not accent-oriented, so right. That's fine. But essentially, the material is British comedy. So
right, so can you? But if you have like a Four Yorkshiremen skit done by Australians or by French people, does that work? I don't know. I'm asking. I'm not. I'm raising the question.
Yorkshire?
No, I can't. I'm hopeless.
That was a very good Welsh accent, I thought. That's good. No, obviously, there are certain inflictions that may be required for some sketches, like The Four Yorkshiremen, which is a very, very good example, where the characters are four Yorkshiremen.
Mm. But I'm wondering... No, I mean, it's an open question. I was just wondering if you can kind of recreate that to be anything, like The Four Frenchmen, or if it wouldn't work. I don't actually know that skit.
The Four Frenchmen. I like the idea of that, actually. I think we're going to see who's going to be involved.
Who moves and can stand on stage and go and on course, the basis of that.
And, of course, who can do a Yorkshire skit.
Okay.
But there you go.
So we are back to that, yeah.
So, yeah, possibly there will be some accents required. But for the most part, I think that's probably the only sketch I've got where there's a particular accent required. So
right, well, that sounds like heaps of fun. So basically you don't have to be British to take part, though, or have a British accent, because as you said, it's not accent oriented.
No,
so,
it's more the, it's more the actual
dependent.
It's more
just
the material.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay,
that.
Lovely.
Exactly that.
Well, that's quite interesting, though, because it's quite interesting, that notion of where the material travels, how it travels with different accents and what that adds, and
it will also be very interesting to sort of get some feedback sort of after the shows to the sketches that people did know and recognised, as opposed to those they didn't, because, as I say, there's probably some sketches that are going to be in there which are far more recent that I know have been shown on New Zealand television here, so that might be remembered. But it'd be interesting, particularly some of the classic 60s and 70s stuff, as to how well recognised it is.
Mm. That sounds really interesting.
It's going to be great fun. I'm really looking forward to doing it. Mm. Really, really good.
Good. So is that part of Dramability? I suppose it'll be some of the people who've been trained up through Dramability, Cindy.
Well, yeah, just before I talk about Dramability, one thing is that with the recent...
Oh, sorry. I've got the... try now.
Yeah, am I on there?
Yeah. Okay, sorry, you didn't actually have a mic before, so it's just as
that's
well.
What my husband
really
does.
Anything.
My husband zones me out, and I've been zoned out of here. one of the things that was on recently that really proved that British humour is still alive and well, and it's a particular genre, was, of course, One Man, Two Governors, that was on in Auckland just a few months ago.
Oh, did you see it? I wanted to see that.
It was fantastic. I mean, I saw it because it goes back to a play called A Servant...
Don't trash the equipment.
sorry, not very good technically. A Servant of Two Masters, which is Commedia dell'arte.
Ah, right.
And of course,
you were particularly drawn to that.
I was particularly interested because it comes from the Italian Commedia dell'arte, which can be argued to be the start of an awful lot of comedy. So that was what I was interested in seeing. And it used very, very British humour. But it's a particular type of humour, and it was a great play. I mean, there was one or two comments from some of the New Zealand audience that was very British, but, you know, it still worked. They had really packed houses, and it was a great,
was it quite
great
physical?
Play. Because lots of physical, right. Very farcical.
Yeah.
So it's not just requiring, you know, words, accents. Very much that whole in and out of doors and very silly, very silly.
Because there's a lot of faulty towers
stuff.
That can be a bit like that, you know, quite physical. You're laughing at the movements and the people as well as the things that are actually said.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, so Dramability, we're starting again this term, but because I knew that Richard was interested in doing this Ministry of Mirth, it's great because we had such a successful term last term with Dramability people doing the comedy show, and then we did Theatre Sports this term that's just gone, and so really it's just building on there. And of course, I'm sure, hopefully, a number of the people who've done Dramability will be part of Richard's group that will do this. But what I'm quite excited to do alongside that is I'm going to hold classes this term for newbies, for beginners.
Oh, right, nice.
So that I'll do a Tuesday night, starting the week after the second week of the school term, especially for those people who maybe fancy giving it a go, maybe feel a bit nervous, just want to see what it's about. So it's going to be a back to basics one where we look at how to do characters, how to read a script. Yes, there'll be some comedy in there, but it'll be very accessible, very easy, and hopefully bring some new people who've, I know, come along to the comedy shows and gone, I'd quite like to do that, but I won't have my usual lot that have done lots of things.
I think that'll be really good. It's the right time for it, I think, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
just
quite excited.
Have more people on board, and I mean, that's been really interesting, hasn't it, that whole trajectory of Dramability and more people becoming more confident and finding things that they enjoy, and then other people seeing them and going, oh, well, maybe I could do that. It's not inaccessible to me.
And I mean, those are the people might be saying, who's Richard sitting opposite me? Richard Bull,
who is Richard?
He's done a great job in the last two Dramabilities. He was the MC and did various sketches in the comedy show, and then was obviously one of the players for Theatre Sports. So he's done the last two terms, and it clearly has a very natural comic leaning and comic talent. So he seemed the obvious person, and it's something he's wanted to do for ages.
Great.
For him to run this. And of course, what's great is, although I'm doing Dramability and training people up, they need to then go on and do stuff. So yes, I'll be doing some plays. The next play I'm about to audition for is Dinner by Moira Buffini. So that's going to be auditioning just after the Playwrights Festival is finished. So as you can see, there's so much stuff
Lovely.
Going on. Which
and
is
how
great.
Is the Playwrights Festival going?
Oh, it's going very well.
So people have written... There are three plays that have been written on the island. And now people have... We've got directors and people are rehearsing them.
Yep, we've got three directors, three plays. And they're at the stage where we've got 2 weeks, just under 2 weeks left.
Right, so plenty of time.
Loads of time. I mean, it'll be a really good, fun evening seeing new bits of new writing. But the whole point is it's for the writers to show their plays. It's not necessarily, you know, a finished, perfect performance, but it's for the writers to show what they've done. And it's been an interesting one this year because they've written collaboratively, which has its pros and cons, I think.
Yes.
So, but it's been a really interesting experience.
Lovely. And I think the focus was it sort of Waiheke Stories? Did they stick with that or not?
Yep, Waiheke Stories.
Okay,
and
lovely.
Two comedies and one slightly more serious play.
Right.
So there's three different plays, each just half an hour long, and they'll be being performed Friday the 11th of May is the first one at, I think, Onatangi Hall. And they're going Onatangi Hall, they're going to Rocky Bay Hall, and also Artworks for the second weekend.
Oh,
so
terrific.
It's over two weekends, starting from the 11th of May.
So there's heaps of stuff on. And when is this first Ministry of Mirth? Do we have a sort of a date or a time? Or
We've got the artworks booked in for the last weekend of July and the first weekend of August for the shows. So
Lovely.
Looks like we're going to be doing four shows on the Friday, Saturday.
Great.
Of each
and
weekend.
You've started, and you're going to start rehearsing or inviting people to.
Yes, we're due to start that at the end of May, and we will be sending out all the details very shortly, so hopefully there'll be a lot of people that want to be involved.
Lovely. Great. Well, thank you so much. I don't want to blindside you, but I just did want to ask you if either of you are going to any of the things in the Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah, am I allowed to say it?
Absolutely.
There's Grab One on today.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
What are we grabbing?
One of the Comedy Festivals now. Which one is it? Sex, Lies and... Improvise.
Ah, yes.
I think Sex, Lies and Improvise, is that it?
It's Sex, Lies and Something.
I think it's Sex, Lies and Improvise.
Right, okay.
Which is quite a good one, and I thought, I might grab that.
Oh, lovely.
Grab that today, I might. So yes, I do want to go and see some of the...
I'm reviewing a whole load of them.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm doing for Theatre View, so I'm going to a kids' stand-up show, and I'm going to another kids' one, which is Somebody and the Dancing... Cheetah or something. I don't know, it's another kids one. And then there's the Policeman's Ball, which is I think it's political humor, and it's a fundraiser for Amnesty International. And then there's a couple of, I think there's a Samoan comedian or something.
I talked to you earlier, I think, but about the stand-up for kids, because I think that sounds
well. I'm quite interested in how that would work, and and I think we've talked as well about just the kinds of things that kids do. And I've started talking to my daughter about stuff, and then trying to write some stuff with her and get more of their perspective into what's going on.
So is the stand-up performed by adults for kids, or are there some kids doing?
No idea. So I thought I'd go and check it out. But I'll let you know when it is. And if you want to come down, come down.
Haley
Haley might come along. Anyway, this is just turning into Facebook, isn't it? where people have these sort of public conversations, but everyone's sort of private conversations, but they're sort of up on Facebook, so everyone's sort of reading them. Great. Okay. Well, so enough of the chit chat. I'm sure you have lots of laughing to do.
Indeed.
And thanks for coming in and sharing all of that.
No problem at all.
Thank you, Shireen.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.